You're listening to the NewChurches.com.
Hi, this is Ed Stetzer, and you're listening to the podcast.
New Churches is not... Whatever happened to you not interrupting me?
I'm not interrupting. I was trying to do the interruption. You interrupted me, technically.
So you're example. Bringing it back.
Ed yeah, Stetzer, bringing it back.
Not a man of his word.
No, I'm not. I'm technically not bringing it back. So anyway.
All right. Well, we know the intro. Be sure to check out newchurches.com/core team to learn about our newest course where we dig down deep into the nuts and bolts of developing a core team. So that's a fantastic resource if you have not yet checked that out. But I will read a review for us. 5 stars. Alan Bryan Smith.
Oh, always 5 stars. It would be funny if you got like really bad ones. Here's a one. Do we ever get bad ones?
I think the lowest we've ever gotten was a 4. And it had something, your name was on it a lot or?
Oh, ouch. Ouch. Was it from your mom?
No.
He interrupts my son too much.
No, my dad does listen to the episodes though.
Really?
Yeah. When I called him one time, he was doing work in his basement and I heard myself in the background, actually the two of us talking.
That's creepy, actually. That's a little creepy. I don't want to be in any conversation with your parents.
Okay.
All right. So anyway.
Well, the title is Invaluable Resource for Church Planters. 5 stars. Thank you. Thank you. All caps. Thank you for making this podcast available.
Why is he shouting?
All caps once
thank
again.
Thank you.
For
thank
free.
You. For free.
Yeah. He's very grateful that we make the podcast for free.
And we love that.
Yeah. My new rhythm is to listen to your latest episodes each week as I work out. Timely topics from veteran practitioners. I especially appreciate that you address the gamut from parachute planters to campus multi-site pastors. Keep up the great work.
I just like
to
use the word gamut. That was awesome. The gamut. Is that even a thing?
Yeah, man. I mean,
you could run the gamut.
That's fun. Well, thanks, Alan, for sending that in. Be sure to send me an email at daniel@newchurches.com and we will send you out some swag. Well, today...
Do you know the gamut? Where you know where gamut comes from?
From the medieval ages? I don't
musical
know.
Musical scales. It's a musical scales running the gamut.
So, I mean, my second answer was going to be American Gladiator, but I guess musical scales.
I don't
scale
watch that. I'm a Christian. So.
You're a Christian? You
wow.
Don't, everyone watches or watched American Gladiator.
Is that? I don't even. Is that still on?
No, it isn't. But that was honestly the best show. It was fantastic.
That's
I think now they do like CrossFit or something like that. So,
all right.
Well, let's listen to this question from Chris.
Hey guys, Chris from Ocala. And I just wanted to ask you, what assessments would you recommend utilizing for a potential campus pastor? I know there's not much out there in the way of campus pastoring right now. But if we're looking to expand and grow within our community, are there any recommendations you guys would make to help us make that happen and make the best decision for filling that role?
Now, this is a question we wrestled with, and last time we were doing the State of Church Planning research, Lizette Beard, you know, Scott McConnell, Ed, when you were still at Lifeway, I mean, we were talking about this, right? We were talking about the idea of, hey, do we include questions about campus pastoring? There is no campus pastor assessment out there. And we ended up not doing so because the spectrum of multi-site is so broad.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's the challenge is, you know, is that multi-site video venue? You know, is that multi-site preaching, live preaching? Is that multi-venue within a congregation? So the difficulty is it's just, you know, it just doesn't, you know, doesn't fit. So what I would say is, though, if somebody is largely planting a campus. So, for example, I was recently talking to one of my students here at Wheat College, and she was planting an InterVarsity chapter. And what she described sounded a lot like church planting. They actually call it planting now in InterVarsity.
Okay.
And so what she did is what we talk about. You
okay.
know, I mean, I could sit down and say to her, you know, build a core group. I could talk, you know, go public. I mean, it was really just felt like church planting. And that's what a lot of multi-site feels like. So I think Mark Job here in Chicago, I'm actually going to connect with some of their planners this summer, and that's what they. I mean, their campus they plant campuses,
it's
and
true.
It's funny. I was talking to Jackson Crum, who is the pastor of Park Community Church here in Chicago. And what's fascinating is they're actually sending out their campus pastors to plant. Okay. And it's so much planting, they're actually using church planting resources. They're using my Breaking the 200 Barrier course for church planting. You know, so very, very much. Oh, yeah, ding. Sorry. That was good. I didn't mean that. But anyway, but they actually are. And you can as well. Go to edstetzer.com, Breaking the 200 Barrier, for church planters everywhere.
No, it's a great resource.
But those examples are very planting like, and in that case, I would use the standard church planting assessment and just go from there. However, they're not all like that, and those that are not like that, are going to be different, and I don't know that I would use a church planner assessment. I don't think you have to be an entrepreneurial, innovative church planner. If a church sends out 400 people to a new location with a building, you've got to be a good communicator. If it's live preaching, good preacher, or you got to be good pastoral care. If you're pressing play on the VCR, did you get that reference? You know what a VCR is?
I sure do. You didn't want to say okay, beta.
Oh, that's right. Go back. Have you ever gone into a store and rented a beta? Did you ever like walk in and say, "Do we need beta or VHS?"
No. VHS, yes.
I did.
But not beta.
I did. When I was a kid, because I was a college student, but you would have beta or VHS. And everyone knew that VHS was worse, but more widely available. Beta was better, but it just didn't work out.
Fascinating.
Yes.
I appreciate that historical lesson and you dating yourself.
Yeah, you're welcome. Your dad's probably enjoying this very much. Hi, Dad. All right. Anyway, moving on.
Hey, so talking about assessments, what I appreciate about, and we mentioned Lizette at the beginning, and I'm going to mention her again because I'm going to bring up the Ministry Systems Experience questionnaire, and that's a part of the Lifeway Church Planner Candidate Assessment. And what I love about that one specifically is it really gives you a good look at how experienced an individual is in all the different ministry areas that they would need to be experienced in and have understanding of, whether they're planting a church or planting a campus. Right. So, I mean, it's going to be talking about, you know, whether you've done hospital visitations and basic pastoral care and your proficiency and how well you do pastoral care and whether you understand worship related aspects. And if you've led baptism, you know, if you've done baptism, you know, performed baptisms to others or even recruited leaders and your experience with other worship styles. So what's really neat about that is it gives you as a, you know, you sending out the campus pastor, you as an overseer, it really gives you a good outlook in regards to the areas that the person needs to be developed in before they go out and are the leader themselves. But you were a part of that, Ed. I mean, you were a part of developing that with Lizette, and you know, is there anything that you wanted to add to it too?
Yeah. So I think it ultimately gives us opportunities to you know, to plug in, to make some wise choices about how to best use our focus and our ministry. So yeah, I think you're right on. I think it's a helpful resource.
Mm-hmm. Now, the risk factor analysis is another one of those assessments, a part of the Church Planner Candidacy Assessment. Do you want to talk a little bit about that for us?
Yeah, so one of the things that and I'm trying to remember, I think we did this in partnership with, I'm trying to remember who it was. Tom Niebel? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Niebel, he grew up this great resource when he was doing Converge leadership for church planning, and we loved it. And so we wanted to give, so you can assess somebody as an A assessor, and that planter could go to a lot of places and do really well. But you can assess some people as a B assessor, and that assessment, and that church planter could go to some places and do well. But you wouldn't send that planter to a place that didn't have support, didn't have close family. You know, there'd be other factors. So by looking at that, and same thing could be true with a campus pastor, is that if you have, you know, a core group of 50 and you're sending them out and you got a good area where other people are growing, et cetera, you might send out someone who was a B on church planter assessment, but could really be a strong campus church planter as well.
Yeah, so that's what I love about the collection of assessments with the Lifeway Research Church Planner Candidacy Assessment. And in the upcoming months, actually, we're going to be rebranding that and bringing that all under the umbrella of New Churches. So be sure to look for that. Now, are there any other last thoughts that you would have, Ed, for Chris? You know, he's looking for a potential campus pastor and he just wants to make sure that they have the right person for that role.
Yeah. My suggestion would be to make sure that the role and the person align. So in other words, you're not necessarily looking for a church planter unless they're planting a campus. If you're basically looking for an associate pastor in another location, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But then assess and look for someone who's an associate pastor in another location. If you're basically looking for a co-pastor in another location, there's nothing wrong with that. So take the time and the place to do that. So all of those things ultimately kind of factor in. We don't know all the details, but I think ultimately those details have to be considered. So just ask the question, what are you looking for before you start trying to assess if that person is the right person?
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And once you determine what you are looking for, my recommendation after that would be make sure they are on your staff at your church where you're at so that they sufficiently, especially if you're hiring them externally, so that they sufficiently understand your systems, your processes, your values, your DNA, if you're sending them out as a campus pastor before you send them out by themselves. Otherwise, they're going to go and plant the campus as, you know, in accordance to what they think church is and what their vision is and their values. But we know successful multi-site churches have that connection. And it really depends on the type of multi-site model that you're doing, whether it's super centralized or decentralized. But the biggest thing is, you know, you want that campus pastor to just understand who you are and to, because they're going to be the face of that place. So thanks again for listening in, and be sure to check us out next time.